Now, I'm not sure whether you saw this, Ox, because we have been away, but I saw it. Now, there was a fellow who gave Tony Abbott, our Prime Minister, a beard of skull.
I saw that.
Now, did you?
I saw it.
I like that sort of stuff.
I like the PM being
Yeah.
one of us.
I like the PM, a la Bob Hawke,
Having a beer.
having a beer
Yep.
and doing it in sculling fashion. Now, Simon Carrados, we've found him. We've found the man who gave the beer to Tony Abbott. He joins us on the soapbox. G'day, Simon.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Tell us, Simon, how did this all occur?
Well, I feel a bit guilty. I might have accidentally changed the course of Australian political history here. My mum's not happy with me.
That's all right.
We like it.
We played for the UTS Bats Football Club, Aussie Rules Club up in Sydney, and we had a bunch of guys at our local pub, our sponsor, the Royal Oak. And every week after the games, we get all the best players up at the same time, call their names. They each grab a schooner, and they're waiting to have a drink. And at the same time, at the very end, they all, you know, polish off their schooner.
Right.
Like a bit of a celebration.
Right.
But
normal.
About half an hour before we did this, Tony Abbott had turned up for not a political function, just a, you know, private function, some family friend or something. So everyone knew he was there. And as soon as he rocked up, it was sort of like Robbie Williams had turned up. He was glad handing everybody and shaking hands and getting selfies with all the young chicks and having a great time. So when it came to do the drink at the end, I just wandered over and I thought I might get stopped by one of his security people. But I was allowed through and I just said, Mr. Prime Minister, he could sort of see what was going on over outside of the bar. I said, we're from the UTS Bats Football Club. We're about to do a skull of beer as part of our presentation. And he didn't tippy-toe around it. He just straight away said, is that a rugby club? And I said, oh, no, AFL. Aussie Rules.
Yeah.
And his eyes sort of lit up a bit there, almost like I think he might have been a bit concerned about his popularity in the southern states. But he said, yeah, absolutely, no problem at all. And he came over and I said to him, look, you don't have to drink the whole thing or you don't have to, you know, say anything if you don't want to. He brushed straight past me, grabbed the microphone from my mate Roachie, who was doing the presentation, and he gave a little speech along the lines of, as a lifelong rugby man, it's great to be finally surrounded by real footballers.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice. Righto. And he put it down pretty quick.
It's a vote winner.
But yeah, well, then the crowd went crazy, of course, as you can imagine.
Was it a shandy or was it a full-strength beer?
Oh, I think it was a real beer. It was a Peroni. I think it was a real beer.
Good.
And as soon as I thought that was it, and all the boys started drinking theirs, he grabbed his and polished it off in pretty quick time.
Well done, Simon. We love seeing our PM do that sort of stuff here in Australia, so good for you.
Well done.
Cheers, guys.
Simon Carrados there. Good effort,
bud. That's how you do it.
Wouldn't that be good?